Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You get 150 of the most powerful people in the world meeting, royalty, the heads of the Fortune 60, and they are scared to death of citizens, just like G20. They'll have a public G20 meeting, and then behind the scenes, the elite flies in, and they meet in these hotel ballrooms. But Bilderberg is one of the oldest continual meetings of this Committee of 300, and Charlie Skelton is finishing up his report to us, London Guardian reporter. We've got links on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to this event. So you were talking about the day they shut it down, you and your wife being the last people in the hotel. You go into, to the nerve center where they're setting up computers and tables. I've witnessed this myself, being thrown out in Virginia when they met in 2008. And they start, because I had all my camera guys split up, and they were, get out of here. Who are you? Get him. Give me that camera. And then we basically got chased out of the hotel finally at the end. But finish up with the boldness of your Frau Skelton, and then let's get into any other things that happened.
Yeah, no, just what I was just saying, that, they had a go at her, and they were, they looked at her like a slug had suddenly landed on their lettuce. And, my wife said, this isn't a very friendly hotel. And this woman, just said, no, it is not a friendly hotel. And they threw her out, and so we got lost. But before that had all happened, she'd managed to creep behind, this is on the previous day, she was sitting behind the pool, some ladies who were running through the biography info of the various participants, and she took some photos over their shoulder. And this is exactly, I don't know if you know the scene from Rear Window when Jimmy Stewart's looking at
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, yeah, and Grace Kelly's opposite the way, and the guy's coming back, and I'm across the pool and splashing about in the pool trying to make as much noise so that they don't hear the camera clicks, and she's looking over the shoulder, and she got some good names, And
Hold on. Have you posted this on The Guardian yet?
I posted the list of names. I have, yes. I didn't post how we got it.
Oh, so now you're telling us.
Yeah.
How about the photos? Because, right now this is hot. Please get it on The Guardian immediately. Oh, please.
I can send you the photos. I mean, they're a bit blurry. We spent a long time deciphering it.
No, that's okay. Listen, anything you want posted that you think they don't have the nerve to do, because I know you're paying for a lot of this on your own, we are happy to post it. Because I know you're doing some stuff outside of The Guardian. I'm going to give you a key email coming up as we let you go here going into break to get this up. Charlie Skelton, you're amazing. And we're going to get you on Monday or Tuesday after you've gotten back home to the U.K. and had time to rest to kind of, in the aftermath, give us your full view. But we are very thankful to you and your wife's courage. Any other tidbits that you've forgotten to tell us?
Well, I tell you, there's a nice little human story, which is that they were sitting around at dinner and they were saying they had a bit of a problem because one of the participants demanded a smoking room. And they said, but it's a non-smoking hotel, and they were trying to work out how to get around this. And so one of them pointed out that the smoking ban hasn't actually fully come in for the next few days, so they got under the wire. I think they're okay. But it was very. There's some human stories as well in all of this.
Also shows how these globalists are obsessed with their own little neurotic rules when any normal person would just ignore the smoking ban. These are neurotic people. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I mean, I'm going to hopefully get some more on that story of the policeman who's switched sides, which would be great. And generally speaking, the police have been good. And I'd like to say that they've picked a strange place to do this, Catalonia, where they're quite independent and they don't really like the Spanish overlords, never mind global overlords. So we're getting a lot of kind looks from the police and a lot of when they're saying to us, we're just doing our job, they give us a little sort of roll of the eyes, because they really, a lot of them, and sort of some of them have said outright, they're going, look, off the record, I'm with you. I don't like the guys up the hill, but unfortunately I have to do this.
Charlie Skelton, just amazing. Bilderberg 2010. You're going to be filing a new report today, tomorrow, at The Guardian. Thank you so much for spending time with us. I'm going to put you on hold and give you the secret squirrel email. If you want to send us that information and any attributions you'd like, please add it. And we'll talk to you again coming up next week. God bless you. We'll be back with Bob Chapman.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Jim Tucker is popping in at the start of the next hour at Bilderberg 2010. This is really shaking up the global elite. Joining us is former military intelligence, one of the biggest private silver and gold broker, had the largest newsletter until he retired. He's come back with it in the last decade and been a staple of this transmission, Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Now, in this hour with Bob Chapman, I want to hit on a bunch of other economic news, Korea news, Israel news with the flotilla, just a bunch of important info. But I wanted to, out of the gates, just remind listeners, especially those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, go up to PrisonPlanet.tv, burn Endgame, Invisible Empire, you know, my films on the disc and give them to people. It's really good quality. It's not total DVD quality, but it plays on DVD players. And people are ready to see Endgame and learn about the world government and their master plan. They're ready to see Invisible Empire that covers, you know, the latest world government information. So important. Yes, you know all about this, listeners. But the general public doesn't know about the 10th and 9th Amendment and state sovereignty and the difference between democracy and republic and how we're getting sheriffs elected and taking our country back and how all the incumbents are being thrown out in every election now in all these off-year elections and primaries. The globalists are in trouble. Get Don't Tread on Me, Endgame, Invisible Empire, at Infowars.com. Order the hard copy DVD with expanded extras. And it's great to give as a gift the high quality, you know, DVD, the best quality. Or just go in guerrilla warfare to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Download it, burn it to disk, air it on Access TV. Get it out to everyone. Every person you reach is vital. Now, to illustrate this, I'm not going to have time to play it today, but in Paul Joseph Watson's, I've never put the entire speech up. I knew the speech was important that I did in front of Bilderberg. They sent out Richard C. Holbrooke, top globalist, even in Obama's administration. He was coming to speak to us, and I screamed at him and said, "Holbrooke, get over here!" And he said, "Ah, forget it," about 100 yards away, and we got video and turned and walked. I should have been nice, because he's this big ambassador. He was going to, I guess, come try to, "Oh, come on, guys, stop bullhorning us." I mean, this would have been a rare first Bilderberg reaching out, but that was an example of me, not very diplomatic, like, just like, but the issue is we ran back to the hotel. The guys, and just 4 years ago, so it was a lot less, techy, they quickly grabbed the video low res so we could, upload it to YouTube. And that's the old video that's all over the web, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views. The one Paul linked to only has a few thousand, that variant. I've got all the footage of the whole first half of my speech because of file size and speed. I've got thousands of hours of incredible footage of everything you can imagine. I've never even aired. I don't have the money to hire somebody just to dump it all to prisonplanet.tv. That's the answer. I need to just somehow, because we're trying to raise the capital here to finish the studio and do all this, to just have an employee who just grabs raw video and interviews. I mean, I've got rooms full of DV cam tapes and just dump this treasure trove up there. But the point is, I want to get Bob Chapman's take on this because it dovetails our discussion last week. Bilderberg 2010, the security lockdown begins. This is London Guardian. Give me a screenshot of this. Thank you. And in it, he's there the night before it shuts, and you can see top Bilderberg staff at the hotel wearing certain badges. And I've been there and been thrown out as well as they shut. And they're at dinner, and here's this reporter with his wife who came over from England to cover it, and he's hearing him go, "Oh, yes, Alex Jones, he's very frightening. 2006, they bullhorned us. They may try to attack us this time. Oh, many of the delegates didn't show up this time because they're scared. Oh, my Lord, it's so deadly." So that goes back to Brzezinski 3 weeks ago saying, for the first time the whole world's awake, the global government's in trouble. And some said, "Oh, he's playing possum." No, he's there being a realist saying, we are in trouble. He's one of the top strategists in the world for these people. I mean, he's there, world government extraordinaire. Brags he ran the Khmer Rouge operation, killing 30% of Cambodia. He brags that he got our government to fund that. This is a very wicked person, Obama's top foreign advisor on geopolitical strategies. And, he said, "We are in great danger." So they are not invincible. They are in trouble. And then he talked to Tucker, whose source said, yes, they're scared. This is the first time a bunch of delegates didn't show up. And then major German and Spanish papers at a press conference followed Bill Gates, who flew in the eugenicist. This is up on prisonplanet.com. He had a whole fake medical conference as his cover. It wasn't real. So they caught up with him, and he admitted he was there for Bilderberg. So this is getting insane. I mean, they are scared. And Skelton said that Spanish police, because Catalonia has always been rebellious against tyranny, a lot of rebellions there, very beautiful area if you study the history, and the people are very independent, like Americans and others, very rebellious folks, that police were coming across the line and joining the people. And I saw footage where protesters were shoving police, and the police were being nice and friendly and saying, "Please, you can read their lips, I'm with you," and the protesters would back off. And usually Spanish police would beat the daylights out of you. They're known for being vicious, more than many. They'll shoot you. But no, the police are even letting people attack them, basically. So, Bob Chapman, this is incredible, is it not?
It certainly is, and Catalonia is one of the great places of Spain. I also like down the coast at Marbella and Terraplenas and Malaga, and I'm a big fan of Barcelona, the football team. But they couldn't have been stupider than to have that conference in Catalonia near Barcelona on the north of the coast. As you well know, Danny Eslin's over there, and Danny's a Spanish citizen. And I think that we're going to end up getting far more out of this meeting than we have ever gotten before, because he speaks the same language as the people who work there. And I am sure he has convinced a number of them to feed him information.
Well, he also just addressed a large portion of the parliament over there, Farage and others, and one of the Italian EU members got him in to address them. And so it's now in hundreds of newspapers and television stations. So, yeah, Mario Borghizio, so this is huge.
That's right. It is huge. And people who didn't know, although most people don't realize it, Europeans are very sophisticated politically. And they've known of this sort of thing and other things that are akin to it. It's been going on for many years. And it had such problems in Europe with one war after another that they tend to stay apart from it and say, look, I just want to live, leave me alone. I don't want to get shot at. You know, I don't want another war. And you got to understand where they're coming from. And they've had terrible times. I mean, the 1920s and 30s in Europe were dreadful. And it's no wonder people like Stalin and Mussolini and Hitler came to power. Of course, as we all know, they were financed from the UK and the US, et cetera. But they made a mistake. I think Danny's going to come up with piles of stuff.
Well, we know Tucker already is, but expanding in that, let's talk about your take on the fact that they are so scared, and for the first time ever, a bunch of attendees didn't show up, and they're literally the night before they shut it, the head organizers are like, you know, Bilderberg minions are, oh, they're scary, Alex Jones, oh. I mean, this mindset that we're like these dangerous devils.
Well, everything we do is literal. We do it over the radio, and of course we publish. And they can't stand the truth. And you and I have been talking about this for months on end. And especially telling was what you brought up again about Brzezinski and his commentary at the CFR meeting in Montreal. They're terrified because there's no way back for them. The question is, how can I get out of all this? There's only one way. They've got to have a major war. And it's coming. And it could have been that the incidents with North Korea and Israel could have been precursors to that. Now, we got another ship going in now. I think it's from Ireland. And are the Turkish warships going to escort this vessel, as we have heard?
Yeah, that's another issue. We learned this American got shot four times in the head. You've got all these other aid ships coming in. The Turks are now saying they're going to at least break ties with Israel, and they've now confirmed they are sending in warships. So the prime minister, like we have that clip, it's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, it's in Turkish, but he just said, you know, we're now basically your enemy, Israel, and you're a bunch of liars, and we're sick of your lies. So, I mean, the whole world is really turning against Israel.
And I want to, most of you people don't know this because you're younger and I'm older. And the Turks are renowned as fighters. Maybe the Israeli defense force is very, very good. But I certainly wouldn't want to tangle with them. And when we had the Korean conflict, as it was called, and it was run by the UN, so that the enemy knew everything we were going to do until MacArthur said, well, I have had enough of that, and made the Incheon landing and just absolutely destroyed the Chinese and the North Koreans. But every time they would send Americans into the line, they would put the Australians on one side of them and the Turks on the other. And both of them were very, very anxious and adept at putting their bayonets on their rifles and going after the enemy. And the Turks have to draw blood. And if they can't get somebody to draw blood on, it's their own. And so they're quite ferocious people when it comes to warfare.
Well, that's because it was Constantinople and was a constant scene of warfare for thousands of years, then the heart of the Ottoman Empire. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. As Turkey and Israel collide towards confrontation, the North Korean Peninsula is heating up. Their ambassador is saying, get ready for war. We'll discuss it all on the other side with Bob Shepard.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Paul Dornanu, a Romanian journalist that gave us incredible video and photos from Bilderberg Group 2007, speaking of Turkey in Istanbul, just amazing footage and photos. He just sent us a bunch of photos that are going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next 20 minutes. He'll be joining us in the last 30 minutes today. Nigel Farage, who narrowly survived that plane crash on Election Day, the head of the UK Independence Party, will be joining us. Member of the European Union Parliament, talk about a host of issues. But going back to Bob Chapman, looking at this Israel situation, I even had former, you know, Mossad spymaster on yesterday to get his take. And even even this guy, you know, of course, he was in the Washington Post criticizing the raid, calling it so stupid, it's stupefying, saying, what is Israel thinking? Any way you cut it, men coming into a ship at night in the international waters, shooting an American four times in the head. I mean, Israel has been supported by this country. It's been seen as the underdog when the Arabs attacked it over and over again, but they're really losing that underdog status. But Israel's not going anywhere. You know, that's the thing. They're saying, we got 400 nukes, and we don't care what the world says. And now neocons in the U.S. are saying in the New York Times, well, we may just have to nuke. You know, Israel may just nuke Iran first. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, is Israel going to start World War III?
Could very well be. And I don't think they do much of anything without consulting the people who run things out of New York and London, and particularly in this case, New York and Washington. And I think that in order to go ahead with such an operation, and they really was very poorly planned, I think that they were looking for an excuse to get a war started. And, of course, the Turkish ships come in with the aid ships, and Israel decides to fire on them. You got a third world war going. It's really as simple as that. I mean, you know, we had First World War, Archduke Ferdinand get assassinated. All it took was one bullet, and the game was on.
And the U.S. got brought into World War I by the sinking of the Lusitania, running the German U-boat blockade.
Loaded with munitions, with people upstairs. And so these things just don't happen. They're planned. And we've seen a succession of events that could be called either false flag or leading events. And I think that's what this Israel thing could very well be, because I think that they're ready to go ahead with their war, if not they're close to it. And I've been talking about it for a long time, but never putting a date on it because I didn't know. But this indicates to me that the possibility this could be a catalytic event. And
Viktor Ostrovsky,
a terrible situation going on in Europe, and it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
Well, Viktor Ostrovsky, basically agreed with you yesterday, saying governments, when they're in trouble, like to start wars. And every time you've got a global meltdown, there's a new war. And Israel's got all these scandals going right now in the Knesset. And so does the Mossad chief, and so does Netanyahu. And so, yeah, they may just want to start a war as a diversion, like Clinton sending cruise missiles into an African aspirin factory.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they might have called up Washington and said, hey, look, you know, we got all these problems going on, and explained them. And Washington and New York probably said, well, we understand that. So let's get the war on. I mean, you got all these problems in Europe. The Austrian president didn't attend the Bilderberger meeting. They may be getting set to front run and default. I mean, we don't even know. And you know, they've got five other countries there that are up for grabs as far as devaluation or leaving the euro or defaulting.
What did you make of the British? Because you talked about it a few months ago. You said, look to England to try to scuttle Europe. I mean, is that good advice that top British companies are giving Greece? And now they're even telling Spain, hey, just go ahead and default?
Right. And I think that is part of the opening salvo on the part of England to try to resurrect itself. And they're in just a monstrous trouble. And the way for them to get out is they don't belong to the Eurozone, for those of you who don't know. They have their pound, which is their currency, but they belong to the European Union. And I think, and I projected this before, a way for England to try to begin to escape this lot that they've been thrown into would be to start getting their industries going again and start rebuilding manufacturing-wise. In order to do that, they're going to have to leave the EU because they're going to have to leave the World Trade Organization.
All right, stay there. We got to go to break. I want to come back and get into the economy here at home.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We got Mr. Dornanu from Romania covering Bilderberg in Spain popping in the last 20 minutes or so. Jim Tucker coming up, popping in as well. We've got Nigel Farage, former head of the UK Independence Party, current member of the European Union Parliament, almost died in a plane crash, very mysterious. He'll give us his take on the state of the meltdown in Europe. A lot of Americans send me emails and say, why should I care about Europe plunging? That means I'll get ahead. How somebody somewhere in history got the idea in their mind that plunging economies somewhere in the world helps us. That's not how the world works. When your neighbor's doing better, you're going to do better. But they've taught people in the modern age that when people do bad, you somehow get ahead. I you know, it's like there's a sum set, like there's one pizza in the world, and whoever gets a piece, you know, and how about we build a pizza factory? Unlimited pizza. I run into this denial, like, so what if the stock market plunges, or so what if the dollar devalues? Well, that'll destroy your future, even if you don't own stocks. Everything you do is connected to those stocks. I mean, they've designed a financial system that must be reversed if we're going to have any future. We'll talk about that with Bob Chapman here in just a moment, go over a bunch of news with him. But before I do that, I wanted to thank a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio broadcast possible. One of them is frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight's Firearm Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol and the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. FrontSight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get this. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it. You should, too. Don't miss out. Go to FrontSight.com today. That's FrontSight.com and receive your free gun. And lastly, I love this sponsor. My wife, every time we run out, this is one vitamin mineral supplement she makes sure that she reorders. And we've been using it, I don't know, 5 years now or so. Inner Health Botanicals. You've heard of green foods. Well, this is the best. Raw, unpasteurized, superfoods, innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com, or 866-762-9238. Inner Health Botanicals, a fantastic company that's been sponsoring us for years, have been providing products for the past 5 years that give you the perfect solution to keeping your body healthy. Try the Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you energy and keeps you well. It even won the best superfood of 2009 with our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Try their NutriCafe, amazing organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Now, that's something you don't see in store shelves every day. Innerfood.com, check them out, or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238, and check out their website at Infowars.com. They have a full line of amazing products. That's Innerfood.com, or 866-762-9238. Okay, Bob, thanks for holding while I plug those sponsors. Going back to you, you know, now it's not Bob Chapman 2 years ago talking about the plunge of Europe starting in Greece and then Spain and Portugal and other places. Now it's all over the news, total collapse. But some people think that the U.S. is going to escape this. Can you explain to people, because Europe cheered when we plunged 2 years ago to the bankers, and then now some Americans are cheering. This is like gouging one of your eyes out and the right eye laughing at the left eye. I mean, can you explain that to people?
Well, what they've done is they've created interconnectivity, and it's been put in place throughout the entire world over the past 30 years. And what that means is every time there's an action, there's a reaction. And it's good if everybody does well. If, as you said, one party gets in trouble, that's not to your advantage. It's to your ultimate disadvantage. We'll take a good example. The pound just dropped from 150 to 120. That means that goods that are expressed in euros are going to be cheaper, maybe 12, 15% cheaper. Who is the biggest exporter in Europe? Germany. They're going to make out from that. But on the other hand, because of the drop in their currency, the amount that they pay for imported goods such as oil, energy products, is going to go up. And so what Germany is doing right now, knowing that is going to be the case, they are implementing austerity cuts. They're not expanding or anything like that, because they know that their costs are going to go up.
All right, Bob, I've got to interrupt. I apologize. We've been working on getting Jim Tucker on, and he's going to come on now for about 10 minutes. Can I have you on hold and then keep you a little bit into the next hour?
Of course.
Okay, good, because this is developing and moving, and what you were talking about is so important, and you've been so dead on, the internationalforecaster.com. We're now joined by the granddaddy of Exposing the Bilderberg Group, and he's got to be proud of himself, 33, 34 years, covering it, going to every conference, being shot at in Portugal, you name it, being harassed, being arrested, being detained, going from the New York Times and Time Magazine just 10 years ago saying he was a nut and it didn't exist, to hundreds of newspapers, Germany, England, Australia, Spain, where the global government leaders are meeting. It is now mainstream news. He's got moles inside, and he's there on the ground outside Barcelona as the world government meets. Jim Tucker, good to have you on with us.
Oh, always fun.
Jim, I know you're busy and exhausted, but just...
Hold on just a minute while I reach down and grab my satchel because I got information you want. Just bear with me a minute.
Yeah, and literally, folks, he's so mobbed by reporters, and he is not a spring chick, as they say, and he literally has been fighting to even get to his hotel room for about 30 minutes just to even be on with us. So we just got him as he got to his room. And he's getting his satchel. He wasn't quite ready. And we're going to get him to give us his, because he's got the real. Some people claim they have Bilderberg sources. He's got them on the inside and on the outside. So this is a big scoop we're about to get. Jim, do you have your satchel?
Yes, now I'm ready.
Okay, sir. Give us the lowdown. Who's attending, what the agenda is, what your huge breaking news is. And, of course, the newspaper is American Free Press, AmericanFreePress.net. Go ahead.
Okay, one very interesting development, which is encouraging, is that some of the major Bilderberg people are saying that many, many, quote, important people, quote, are not attending this year. They always find out, and we get in trouble at home. Politicians who are embarrassed when... constituents call and say, why are you dealing with these monsters and so forth? That's a fun thing. They're also celebrating the fact that your president, Obama, has signed off on an international treaty which would allow the U.N. to come into your house and take your gun away, a European bureaucrat. It's some kind of treaty called the National Guns Treaty or something under the U.N.
Yeah, it's a small arms ban treaty. So they're pushing that at this disgusting, treasonous event.
Absolutely. And the evil thing about this, he might pull little George Bush, they say it's not a treaty, it's just an agreement. But if it's a treaty, as you know, under our Constitution, the treaty is the superior law of the land. That's why George Washington said, don't have any treaties. Don't have enemies. Be neutral. Be friendly with all nations, but partial to none.
Well, Jim, to expand on that, what about the euro? Do they want to plunge the euro to bring in the SDR, or are they there trying to prop up the euro?
Oh, they're determined to save the euro. And they're nervous about it, though, of course, with the economic crisis. But the euro is important because it's a part of their world government program. They're very discouraged, thank goodness. They're very downbeat because they've fallen so far behind. As I said before, in the 1990s, Bilderberg was absolutely confident that we'd have an American Union, pattern after the European Union, and the Asian Pacific Union would be well underway. And they've fallen behind, and they're very discouraged, but they're still persisting on climate change, as futile as that might be. As you know, the real scientists have shown and demonstrated. We're talking about climatologists, experts in the field who are...
they got caught in climate gate. They know it's a fraud. It's about taking over resources. So you're saying that's a big agenda. What about Bill Gates in attendance? We know he's always pushing eugenics and climate change. The Spanish newspapers are reporting that they caught up with him trying to basically sneak in, claiming he was in Barcelona for something else, and then he said he's there to push climate taxes.
Yes, he is, and he's attended one Bilderberg meeting in the past, and this is his second Bilderberg meeting. Definitely they're going to push the climate change, even though they're so far behind on that, with the scientists, letters proving this whole thing is a fraud. In fact, one Bilderberg guy was said that on climate change, we're about whipped. That's quote, on climate change.
We're about whipped. Incredible.
About whipped.
Incredible breaking news. And when will we be able to read this in detail at AmericanFreePress.net?
It's a very, well, I'm not sure how fast they get things on the internet. I'm not high tech. I'm a romanticist.
Okay, but I mean, more details will be there, and we're very appreciative of the newspaper allowing you to share your huge scoops with us. Again, the granddaddy of exposing this arm of the global government right up at the top of the pyramid. Jim Tucker, also, I talked to Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian, who was there when they kicked him out. He overheard the head organizers saying they were mad at me for bullhorning them, that they were scared. And he said that dovetailed with your intel. This is the first time ever that a bunch of them haven't attended because they're scared of being associated with Bilderberg. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's a fact. Came to me from a source who knows the Bilderberg people. He's done business with him. When I first talked to him about Bilderberg 20-some years ago, he said, oh, Pete Sutherland, yes. He's an international financial consultant. I dare not go beyond that in describing him, but he's helped us find Bilderberg over the years. He's confirmed this and so forth. And they are determined to push climate change. There's a more, let's see, I'm scanning through notes here, but they're doing more propaganda on alleged climate change even as we speak. And a consumer note, of course, British Petroleum is and all the Shell and the other big international oil companies have long been Bilderberg luminaries, and they are competitors, but they're still a brotherhood. So they have agreed to allow Obama to be outraged and talk about criminal procedures against BP, but he's also referred to as one of our brothers among the oil industry, which has long been heavily represented.
So it's going to be a bunch of talk like the AIG charges they've now dropped in the Goldman Sachs, much ado about nothing, putting on a show. What about oil prices? What about the dollar? I mean, it sounds like from your past reportage, they're going from being in control and planning the future to just trying to maintain control.
They're trying to maintain control. Now, their plan is for the gas prices go down and be nice and cheap this summer. In the month ahead, they're to go up to $4 a gallon starting probably around November some such time. They're saying that we have to do some pacification here. But then, that's why they still maintain production of oil at only 80%, not 100% of easy capacity. So for every 100 barrels that could be produced today, only 80 barrels are being produced to generate a future shortage. There's no shortage at the moment.
Yeah, they're creating artificial scarcity. Jim, such precious time with you. What does this mean? I mean, how big is this that quite a few members, and do you have any intel on you know, basic numbers? I mean, what percentage? 10%? 20%? I mean, this is obviously a crisis if they can't get their luminaries there.
You want to roll down list of confirmed participants so far?
Well, I mean, any notables? We know who the regulars are, but is there any notable politician being groomed, like Mr. Cameron, who was groomed a few years ago?
Let's see. We know that Gessner was to be in South Korea for the G20 Friday and Saturday. He may show up on Sunday or Monday, but nevertheless, Larry Summers will be there, now an advisor to your president. Let's see, do you need more names?
No, that's fine. Let me shift gears again. What about Iran? Anything about Iran? Israel's got nuke subs. They're saying they may attack. You've had the attack on the flotilla. The Israel-Iran flotilla. Anything on that?
Yes, on the flotilla thing, they're a little bit skittish about that now, and Bilderberg is not 100% in favor of U.S. airstrikes on Iran, but many of them are. Wars generate money, no matter what the war, good guys, bad guys, or whatever. In all of our wars, we've had profiteering scandals on both sides. In most wars, there's no all white hats against all black hats. But in World War II, during the American Civil War, you had price gouging on war profiteering on both sides.
Sure, they financed both sides. So I mean, is it leaning towards war or against it?
It's leaning toward war, but Bilderberg is not 100% in favor. Some in Europe say, no, we shouldn't do it. But most of them are in favor of American airstrikes against Iran and whimpering that Iran's got these massive nuclear weapons. They threaten Israel. Well, Israel's had nuclear weapons since 1962. First revealed by longtime Bilderberger, the late George Ball, in the Washington Post op-ed thing way back in the 60s. And he's announced that Israel does have nuclear weapons, and there's some speculation that the assassination of President Kennedy may in some way reflect the fact that Kennedy was pressuring Israel to disarm. Israel has never joined the non-proliferation treaty. They do not admit nor deny that they have nuclear weapons.
Okay, but to be clear, I mean, you in 2002, you said Donald Graham of the Washington Post was there. He lied and said the attack would be in 02. You said March of 03, a year before. You were right with precision, more than a year before. Because last year and the year before, you said Iran was not on the burner. You're saying they are close to green lighting? I mean, be specific, Jim. This is big from your Bilderberg sources. You're saying they are moving towards green lighting, or it has been green lighted?
They're tilting heavily toward green lighting a U.S. attack on Iran. They're not 100% in agreement, but the majority of the Bilderberg kids favor U.S. airstrikes on Iran. And there will be some, of course, some war profiteering. And when you spill the lifeblood of our young men and the heartsblood of our women, you make money.
Isn't that a political diversion during their banking looting?
It has that virtue too. It's also a diversion, but you also make money on these are guys in manufacturing. You make money when you're making tanks and airplanes and other war materials.
Yes, command destruction. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm only going to keep you a few more minutes because I know you're busy, Jim, and once you're back in the U.S. and have written your articles, we'll have you up for a full debriefing, and we're very, very honored to have you here with us. And I do owe you a carton of cigarettes for the last time you were on the road for using up all your cell phone minutes. But I did deliver the cigarettes last time for the cell phone minutes. I'm just joking, folks. But to be serious, anything else that's really important people need to know? Was there any time frame on the attack on Iran? Are they concerned and upset about the awakening like Brzezinski talked about a few weeks ago?
Yes, Brzezinski, we think, is going to be here. Again, they're struggling for unity on the issue, and it tilts heavily in favor of war. And also they're saying that the United States must be Europeanized, which means welfare and health rationing, as they do in Canada and throughout the European Union, where you're paying well over 50% of your taxes to their national government.
And domestication. They want to domesticate us further.
Pardon?
They want to domesticate us further.
Yes, we've got to be Europeanized. We have to have their system of welfare for you to retire at 55. Well, someday I'll be 55. Well, I'm 75. I'm 75, but it'd be a horrible thing to happen in this country to come under the European style health care. Well, European style of total socialism, for that matter. But
all right, Jim, I want to have Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, who's with us once a week, and we're breaking into his interview to have you here, but he's a big fan of yours. And so I want him to be able to ask you a question, and then I've got one final question for you. Bob Chapman, I'd like to hear what any questions you've got for the legendary Jim Tucker.
Well, I think the most important question that he's answered is that they're very concerned about the euro. And my take is that they're in for a big surprise. I think it's going to come unglued. We had discussed earlier before Jim came on about the possibility of an event being created with the Israeli incident in regard to the Gaza aid ships. And it could be the catalyst. And as Jim said, the majority is in favor of going into Iran. And if Brzezinski gets there, he'll be howling to go into Iran. Don't you think so, Jim?
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, he's been an architect of the goals throughout the Middle East and into the geopolitical outflanking of Russia.
Now, that's a great point. I'm gonna hold you over. We're about to let Jim go and get some final comments from Bob Chapman here at the end. But Jim Tucker, anything else you haven't told us that is important to be relayed to the public? I mean, I hope people are paying very close attention to what you have to say, because you have real sources. You don't just make stuff up and say that it came from Bilderberg sources, as some have been known to do. I mean, you really have these sources, and it's been proven year after year. These are some incredible developments you brought up. Any other points quickly, but also I just want to ask, so they do have a sense of losing control. Do they think they can save their euro? Is their world government in trouble? This sounds like great news.
Oh, yes, it is. They're far behind schedule, the world government. But they are calling for an international bank tax to be administered by the IMF, which is to become the future World Treasury Department. So international bank tax, where the Federal Trade Commission can say all these banks will pay a certain tax. Of course, they'll make up their higher charges on interest rates and so forth. It's not their own money, really short money.
And that's a way to shut down the smaller banks. And in fact, you've been talking about that for 20 years as being on their agenda. They're now proposing a global government run by the IMF and World Bank that we all pay taxes to.
Yes, global Treasury Department under the IMF. And the bank tax is, that's to address the economic crisis, of course. That's the rationale.
So overall, would you say this is the most downbeat Bilderberg in the history of the Bilderberg?
I would say so, yes. When certain, quote, important people, end quote, are not coming because of the flack they get at home, because all these people are exposing us. We get all this mail, all these calls. That's just wonderful. I hope these very important people suffer like they deserve to suffer.
So they're very upset by the exposure, thanks to you and others. Well, Jim, it's got to feel good 33, 34 years later to see this mighty harvest of awakening.
Yes, and we'll be, like you said, we'll get together when I get home.
And all right, Jim Tucker, AmericanFreePress.net. People can subscribe there, get a hard copy, or read it online. Thank you for giving us time. We appreciate you joining us, Jim.
My pleasure, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, we're going to come back with Bob Chapman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.